Good afternoon, Muskegon. This is Tony Williams.
Good afternoon. This is Chauncey Williams. This is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for financial success.
All right. Holidays are over. It's back to work, back to school, and I hope you had some great holidays.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, brother. I had a good time and been back in. We had a couple of games, the girls doing their thing, and they having fun. It's a humbling experience being with the Muskegon Big Reds and being here with you. It's always good. People say your uncle, your brother, your daddy, your cousin. I was like, whatever you want to call it. It's okay. Chauncey. It's Tony Williams. It's and Williams Chauncey Brothers. Williams. And we're just trying to make our community a better place and connect, because I've been learning a lot from you, my brother. So it's just been good for me being here, being in the midst, in the presence of people that got good spirits.
Yeah, well, same here, Chauncey. You share a lot of information that that I didn't know about. So it's sort of like a two-way street here. We're helping each other gain knowledge and information about this world of finance and credit. And, you know, this is a new year, so we hope people that have listened in 2015 will continue to listen in 2016 and gain some knowledge and information about how to become more stable financially and prosper.
Especially those people that's it's tax time. I know I usually get a lot of calls for student loan debt and credit restoration during around this time. And I just want to make sure that people take a step towards investing also. And got me so excited about today's show. I was riding through that snow, and I was like, penny stocks, always played around with them.
It's a lot of snow.
And I've never made a lot of money off of them. And you done showed me some intriguing things coming in today on your notes. I was just like, okay. I can't wait till I get home so I can go to my ING investment account and see what stocks I can buy when I get home and get back into the penny stock game. So can't wait to see what you're going to expose today, bro.
Good. My pleasure. We'll give as much information as we can without boring, hopefully, our listening audience with investing in penny stocks.
I think money is always a good thing to talk about, I think.
Well, I get excited about money.
I was listening to something yesterday. Ray Lewis said, there's three kind of people you want to be around in life: inspiring, excited, and grateful. If you keep them three people in your circle all the time, good things will happen to you financially, health-wise, and spiritually. So I'm going to keep that in my mind: inspiring, exciting, and grateful.
I like that. That's pretty good. Ray is a, is life after football, I think, has been really inspiring to a lot of folks. We've watched him play football, but now we get a chance to listen to him about life, the philosophy that he lives by, and I've been impressed with Ray Lewis and the way he approaches life after football, because there was a one time when he was facing life in prison and was able to be exonerated and continue to play football, and I think became a very upstanding citizen in the football world.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, good guy. So, yeah, we talked about stocks a couple weeks ago on our last show, and there were some household names that we discussed. But after that, Chauncey and I had an opportunity to talk about some other things, and we came up with the idea of sharing some information about penny stocks.
We're talking about, because you said you want to do some courses on one-on-one investing, so this is like the next phase of it.
Right.
Just, starting off at the ground level and just being able to say, hey, I don't have to have thousands of dollars to get into the investing game.
No.
And I mentioned the little app that I had, the Acorn app. I was looking at that today. And just growing on those things and just being able to say you got assets in different places, and next thing you know, those penny stocks can be worth a lot of money. So
yeah, it is.
I'm going to take over, brother, and I'm just going to help and learn as I go too, because I buy it, but I don't know the depth of knowledge that you have in it.
Well, we're going to walk through this. We'll walk this journey together, and I implore people to take this information and start it as a hobby. You don't look to use this to get rich overnight, but I think what it will do, it will drive you to do research and read and understand the financial markets of the world, and it'll just help you be a better steward of finances, because you got a more in-depth understanding of how this thing works, because there's just so much money out there that we have exposure to, but we need to know how to go about doing it, and it takes research. It takes time to sit down and go to the library, get on the internet and study about world markets, finances, the kinds of stocks that's offered in this country. And with penny stocks, they're a little more volatile, okay, because these are really small startup companies. And, of course, they always have the potential of going bankrupt, going broke. And I was doing my research today. I did run across some information about penny stocks. And I think I'll share that with my audience as sort of like a disclaimer before we get started, which basically says that, yeah, these can be some potentially great products to get involved in, but there's also a certain risk involved in investing in penny stocks.
So they call that like aggressive or something, like an aggressive investor?
Yeah, it's like a high reward, high risk, because some of these stocks, you know, sell for 10 cents a share. And if it goes to a dollar, you know, if you bought 1,000 shares at 10 cents a share and it goes to a dollar, you know, it's quite a bit of increase. You know, you're at $99,000, so or $9,000 with a $100 investment. So I'm going to read the disclaimer, and then we're going to talk about a couple of penny stocks that I were able to discern, and we'll discuss what we think might be the potential for these stocks. The old saying of high reward comes with high risk is definitely key in trading. There are numerous draws to trading stocks that are priced in the pennies. The obvious attraction is the low price and a very high reward potential. Purchasing 100 shares of a stock at 1 cent would cost an investment of $1,000. If you so happen to find that stock that rises from 1 penny to $1, then you just made a $99,000 profit. The object of the game is to find the one that performs. You must filter through a lot of data to get even remotely close to building a good penny stock list. You must have a good filter to analyze what you would like to invest in based on how much data you can gather as possible. Once you've done all your due diligence, it is still considered very high risk. The name of the game is to hopefully lower your risk, narrow your list. The more homework and due diligence you do, the better off you will most likely be in the investment research strategies. A security is often considered a penny stock when it is not listed in one of the major exchanges. The definition by the SEC considers a security if it trades below $5, regardless of what the exchange it is on. Could be referred to as a micro, a cap, OTC, which is over-the-counter, OTO, pink sheets, nanocap. They can be very high risk to include limited liquidity, fraud, and lack of financial reporting. Educating yourself in all these areas is a must. Trading these stocks can be highly risky, and all attempts should be made to be aware of the risk involved. So it says, you know, in a nutshell, this here can be very risky or it can be very rewarding. So when you do penny stocks, you want to do your due diligence. Just like the example, you know, there's stocks that sell for a penny. You buy 100,000 shares and it absolutely goes to a dollar. You've made $99,000.
Man, what's the odds of that happening, though?
Oh, it happens. It happens.
You got to have some inside training. You got to know some research.
It's like the research. Like he was talking about, you know, you got to filter. You got to really dig into the financials of the company. You got to know who's actually running the company. What is their vision?
What's trending in politics?
Right. What's trending in politics? You know, what their philosophy is, what their vision is. And if it's something that you feel is, you know, is tangible, you can put your hands around it and you think that's something you want to do. That's how you get started. We'll just take a few examples, okay, what some penny stocks are, and we'll talk about what we think might be the potential for these stocks to one day become more expensive. So we took one off the list. It is called a blow-and-drive interlock.
A blow-and-drive interlock? What is
blow-and-drive interlock.
What is that?
Okay. It actually sells for 75 cents a share.
Okay.
Okay. the blowing lock is it's an alcohol ignition interlock industry has experienced tremendous growth as more and more states continue to pass laws requiring ignition interlock devices for DUI, DWI offenders.
Ah, so like I said, when the politics is trending.
Right, laws.
So if you were a drunk driver,
Driving.
You're mandated by the courts to pay for this device to be in your car.
To be installed in your vehicle.
And the politicians buy this product and say, we're not going to send you to jail or prison. We're going to let you go to work, pay a bill, pay your fees.
Right.
But you also got to have this device in your car. Now, that company can grow up to be big. And they say only the stock is 75 cents. That means this is a new company then, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Most of these companies have not been around for a very long time. And then, you know, you look at, like, Mothers Against Drunk Driving has got behind this company. And they continue to push for tougher DUI laws.
So MAD is behind them.
Mm-hmm. In 2006, there were only 100,000 interlocks installed in the United States. As of July 2013, there were 305,000.
So that's right. That could
it
be
tripled.
That could be a stock that can go, that can make somebody rich.
Right. And, you know, and the other thing, too, is that it does not have to only be mandated by law. You, as a parent, could put it on your vehicle, on your child's vehicle. You say, okay, you want to go off to college, whatever, but I'm going to put this device on the car so I know you won't be out there drunk driving. Okay?
Yes.
So there's another spin to that other than, you know, laws mandated type use of that product. So again, that's the kind of stuff that's on this penny stock list. And like I said, it sells for 75 cents. Right now the market cap is $11 million.
So they got some money.
There's 15 million shares outstanding. So
that company got some money then.
Yeah. Not a whole lot, but that's the market cap on it. So go by, take $100 of it, and get your 80 shares.
I like
75
that.
Cents a share. And the symbol is
grabbing me some. I know, like, BDIC. I know you do your research and homework. So
yeah.
I want to be on it.
And you can get started. You know, there's a company called Trade King, and you can trade stocks for $4.95. So you say, okay.
Buy so many shares.
I'm going to send $1,000 in, start my brokerage account with $1,000. And you decide, okay, I want to buy 100 shares of this.
And it costs me $5.
It's going to cost you $5 to make that trade.
All right, that's cool.
Okay.
And that's called Trader what?
Trade King.
Trade King.
Trade King. King, like in King Kong.
All right.
So if you were to go to your Google search and type in Trade King, it'll bring it up, and it'll tell you how to send your money. And then it'll start performing the trades for you on the penny stock list. Okay?
All right.
So that was one.
I got my pencil and paper.
BDIC is the symbol for the quote for Blow and Drive Interlock Corporation. Let's see. Let's find us one more here.
I do my research.
Do your research. Okay.
Yep. Well, I spend my money on it, but sounds good to me.
Yeah. Well, you're supposed to do your research.
Anything that's keeping people from going to jail, it's a good product.
Yeah. So I found one, and a lot of times I'll look at symbols, and based on that symbol, it may intrigue me as to why did they use those.
What was the symbol of the last one?
It's B as in boy, D as in David, I, C as in Charlie.
And that's the
product. The Blow and Drive Interlock Corporation. So I'm going through my list of penny stocks, and I see this one. It has a symbol of S-O-U-L, right?
Okay.
So we know what S-O-U-L is, right? That's soul. So I get into it, start digging around, and Soul and Vibe Interactive Systems. So I go to their information page, and it says about Soul and Vibe Interactive. Is a publisher of games and game-related content for consoles, mobile devices, personal computers, addressing a market projected to grow to $82 billion by the end of 2016. The company specializes in the creation of original intellectual properties and has extensive experience in licensing world-renowned brands for influential companies. Soul and Vibe have license agreements with General Mills, Deere & Company, and game development and publishing agreements for the Xbox 360, video game entertainment system, Windows 8, Windows Live, Windows Phone from Microsoft, the PlayStation 3 computer entertainment system, and PlayStation
Vita. That's not a penny stock, Tony.
Sony and Nintendo.
That can't be no penny stock.
It's penny stock.
How much? What's
27 cents.
Audience, yeah. I'm writing these down. So
S-O-U-L.
It's hard to know about you, audience, but if you got some your hand on some dollars, some income tax dollars or something, don't go out and blow your money on something that you guys gonna be able to look at. Have some fun, like you said, make it a hobby. This is a hobby.
Yeah, just make it a hobby.
I have a couple of $100 and do something with, because I already do it with the Acorn and penny investments on my change. Why not just have a couple of $100 a month and say, oh, that turned around to $1,000. You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
27 cents a share.
That's another one I appreciate, okay. Mr. Williams.
26,629,000 shares outstanding.
That language sounds too good.
Those folks are buying that particular stock. Let's see. What else we got here?
You're the number man. You can't even get the numbers. I'll be
playing
numbers.
I love it. The way you play man. The number. The number man. That's right. I'll be the number man.
I got my piece of paper out, audience, and I'm writing down what he's saying, because I'm going to do my research on it like he told me. So he had a surprise for me, so I didn't know how he was going to come hit me across the head today. So
okay.
I'm enjoying today.
All right. Here we go. We got a next one I pulled out was called Savon Therapeutics. S is in Sam, V is in Victor, O N. This company is trading for 37 cents. Okay? And what this company basically does is product candidates are derived from multiple key proprietary technology platforms, cell-based array, antibody discovery, ultra-long antibody scaffolds, and chromosome development. So this is the more of a
healing.
Pharmaceutical healing, yeah.
Medicine.
Yeah, so.
What's the major industry is backing, though? Like, I know it says antibodies, but, like, who's behind it? Like, I know you mentioned a couple other companies, like General Mills, okay. And the other one.
So this company here, biopharmaceutical company, which discovers, develops, and acquires next-generation biologics for the treatment of cancer and immunology diseases.
They say there's no money in the cure. It's money in the therapy.
It's money in the therapy. Okay, so that particular one sells for 37 cents. All
right. What's the what's the symbol?
The symbol is SVON.
Okay.
And there's over 20 million shares of that particular stock available. Anytime you get into research type of products, it's always a good buy. But again, you always want to still do your track record, check the financials, see what the track record is, how long they've been around, and they call what they have a forward-looking statement. Normally is a part of that, and it basically tells you how this company is looking forward to the future, okay. What their plans are
like a forecast.
Yep. And a lot of them, like this one here, they included their balance sheets. So that it can tell you how much money it has, what the liabilities are, and you get a good idea of how they run their company. So,
you're gonna be part owner of the company when you buy those stocks.
Absolutely.
So you're gonna get the statements in the mail and everything.
Yeah.
You emails.
You go to the stockholders meeting and you get to vote. You get to vote. A couple of more, and I found a few interesting ones. This one here, Chauncey. This is a 10-cent stock.
10 cents.
And it's called Med Cannabis Pharmaceutical Incorporated. And I think we all know what's happening with the marijuana industry. Med Cannabis Pharmacy is a publicly traded company focused on marijuana retail, distribution, cultivation, infusion products in the emerging legal cannabis industry by investing in strategic asset growth through evaluating financing and purchasing. With our core business of product development and market expansion in the growing cannabis and hemp industry, we invest in early stage, fully licensed marijuana companies and facilities that display solid growth potential and are continuing to independently pursue licensing in states where marijuana is legal. The company recognized that its product is believed to improve the quality of life for individuals suffering from certain medical conditions. Med Cannabis Pharmacy Incorporated intends to best serve the community with the safest and highest quality products while maintaining a high degree of transparency, control, and compliance to preserve its assets, foster growth, and long-term value to shareholders.
So I like that. Man, so that 10-cent stock, and it's in the cannabis industry, and it's a booming industry right now.
You see, yes.
People that I hear songs, medical cards, this and that, I hear it.
Yeah.
It's out there.
Yeah. Colorado, you know, a lot of...
Seattle.
Yeah, Washington. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Those places are making it legal. Denver.
Yeah. Yeah, so, that's another one.
So the industry's growing, and it's just making bigger. Like the song with Stevie Wonder and Snoop Dogg, I think it's called, I hear it on the radio all the time. My medical card, yeah, something like that.
Oh, really? I haven't heard that one.
No, I just hit a hook. I was like, what are they talking about? In California, that's what they said.
So,
you can invest in it. You don't have to do it.
Yeah, there's another one.
I choose not to do so.
Well, and it's MCPI, for those that want to look it up. MPCI. And there was one more, and it's called United Cannabis Corporation. It sells for 20 cents. A share. And what is their forward statement? Let's see. Okay, it's an investment company which is energy and resources centered in single and multi-family dwellings. Oops, wrong one. That's the wrong one. But that's another good one, Bud Chum. We'll have to cover that one later. But anyway, the symbol for the Cannabis Corp is CNA. B. Yeah, I must have got that one confused with someone else. Okay, we got one more we're going to talk about before we wrap up. And it's a national waste management holding company. And this one here sells for $1.35.
And see, you know, a lot of times people think when you say waste, it's not worth no money.
Huh.
But you know what? China's been buying all our garbage to get that copper wire out of it.
Okay.
And all that other metal that we have in it. And we just sold them all our trash.
Yeah.
They buy all our garbage.
It's a lot of money in trash.
People don't realize. And sanitation and trash is millions and billions of dollars.
Yeah. Recycling. Yeah. This company here concentrates on decreasing excessive waste debris by recycling many C&D materials dedicated to offering innovative, reliable CD services. And right now that is projected to go to $1.96 from $1.35. So you bought this share now. That's a good buy for you. And that is it's NWMH, National Waste Management Holding. Got another one, Hydrocarb Energy Corporation. Fracking. We've heard a lot about fracking.
That's when you go in and get the oil and stuff out.
Right.
You can mess the water table up though too doing that.
Yeah, but I think these guys here got that answer to that, the way they say that. We'll read a little bit about what they...
The water level, or the water table, get the oil and everything, but then they don't drill right.
Oh, no, if you don't drill right, it could be ugly.
Contaminate everything.
Yeah. Well, actually, this is the one. This in here rides along with the waste management. They're based in Florida. And their geographical footprint model is national. Current focus in Southeast United States, Florida, Georgia, Texas, where they do the recycling.
Yes.
And 75% of recycling, that's the target that they want. They want to be 75% of all the recycling that's done. So a National Waste Management Holding Company is it's a good deal.
That's $1?
$1.35 a share. Projected to go up to about $2 this year.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. And then I was going to bounce back here on this hydrocarb. Again, this company does the fracking, but what they've done is they've came up with a system that basically makes sure that we don't contaminate the water. They got a big holding in Africa, and their letters is HECC. HECC, Hydrocarb Energy. So that's another good one. And we'll find one more. And we'll finish up here. I have one. Oh, here it is. This is what I want. This is a good one. This one here is Fresh Healthy Vending International. It sells for 18 cents a share. And what this company does is, you notice in the schools, they've taken out a lot of the pop machines.
Yeah.
And what they've done is replaced them with
Michelle Obama. That's Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
So if the kids don't eat healthy, you got to change the obesity rate, put in healthy vending machines. You know, they could put water in schools. Like mm-hmm. going up, like in our high school right now, Muskegon, they have this number of water bottles. Healthy snacks like fruit snacks, peanuts, fruit juice,
mm-hmm.
you know, trail mix, you know, raisins. They got snacks like that now instead of candy bars and all those sugary fructose corn syrup things. They get rid of those products. Put in baked chips, you know, baked. Even the, some kids, the things kids eat, them hot things, hot flames.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They bake, get all yeah. that saturated fat out of there. So you're right. That's a good, that would be a good investment because schools buying that product because they want to keep the vending business going.
Yeah.
But they came by, had a fatty products in there. So what's that stock in that product, that symbol?
Product symbol is VEND, V-E-N-D.
And it's how much, 18 cents?
It is 18 cents a share.
And that's and she enacted that bill, I think, last year.
It's fresh healthy vending based in San Diego, California, is North America's leading healthy vending franchisor. Fresh Health Vending pioneered the concept, of vending machines stocked with tried and tested fresh, healthy snack options to serve the growing market of health-conscious consumers. The company has over 230 active franchisees throughout the United States, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Bahamas, and continually looks for like-minded entrepreneurs who share its vision. Currently, Fresh Health Vending is listed as the 7th of 75 top franchises on Entrepreneurs Magazine Franchise 500 list. The company has booked over 3,300 machines for placement in schools, universities, hospital, community centers, military bases, airports, fitness facilities, YMCAs, libraries, and many more. That sounds like a good deal. VEND is the name of that company. So, again, just to name a few, but there are literally thousands of opportunities out there to just get started, get invested, and watch them and just track them.
I got my list. Like, my top ones I'm going out there when I go home and I'm going to invest is the Med Farm Cannabis, 10 Cent, United Cannabis, it's another one. Then you had the Savon Therapeutic, 37 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Soul one you had with the video game, 27%.
Yeah.
And the vending one. Those are the major ones I can get. They're not even over 20 cents.
No.
So I'm looking at that like, that's worth a risk. That's a good hobby. That's a suit.
I think so.
It's like two nice suits. Or like, you know, like a...
Give it a year.
Yeah.
So buy them, see what happens over the year. Like the one was projected to almost double in the year.
Yeah, so I'm going to have me some fun. You know, I do that already with some small things, but I'm just going to keep on having fun with it. I'd rather do that than just throw my money away.
Yeah. Yeah, this is an opportunity to make some money because you never know. You never know.
You'll know if my stock go up, you'll know. You'll be the first one to know.
So we hope you had an opportunity to learn something today about stocks and trading and some of the things that's out there that you can actually invest in.
You said, I got the website, audience. It says TradeKing.com.
Right.
TradeKing.com. You can give your money and you make those shares and trade. Just see what happens and have fun researching. It's like informational text. You reading, and then next thing you know, you getting a tip and you watching the news and they talking about changing some policy like Michelle Obama with the vending. going from the junk and the juice and the pop
in the schools,
to water. That's part of that initiative. That means these people are forced to do it, so they're going to spend the money towards your stock, towards your company that you own.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful thing if you're investing. So you're not complaining. You're looking at the vending machine like, ooh, I'm making me some money.
Right.
That's the beautiful thing about investing in the company.
Yeah, and we got, you know, we're kids, like you say, that the sole company is the Xboxes. You know, I don't own one, but I hear kids talking about it. I mean, we know that is here.
Game
it's going to be for a while.
2K, Madden, all that stuff. I mean, I haven't played it since 1998, but I know people that do.
Okay.
And you think about it, it's like, hey, I don't play, but I wouldn't mind making some money off somebody buying a
$50
game or a $500 game.
Yeah.
It's console, and I can make some money off of you doing it. That's a good thing. I'll play the game then.
Yeah, so again, all this is just information that we hope you found useful. Go to pennystocks.com, and then you go to Trade King, and, you know, get started. So have some fun 2016, and you never know what will happen.
I really appreciate it today, Tony. That was good. You made me get my pen out.
Okay. Well, we hope others got their pen out, too.
Yes, I hope they did.
And they know how to contact us?
Yep, I'm Chauncey Williams. I'm on Facebook, Credit and Debt Help, and whatdoidonow.biz. Tony, you want to let them know where you're at also, because people need some help.
Located, my office is downtown Muskegon, 752 Pine. Phone number is 231-903-0314. If you have any questions about anything at all, give me a call. And I am on Facebook.
All right. This is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for financial success with 103.7 The Beat.